A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 4th, 2018. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing about the growing concern by opposition political parties that the elections will not be free and fair because of a number of issues.
MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa has described the issue surrounding the printing of ballot papers as the, and I quote, ZEC ballot scandal, because the election body, he alleges, has reneged on its promise to allow the opposition to inspect the printing of ballot papers.
There's also the issue of the voter's roll, which has many errors and has become another bone of contention in the forthcoming elections.
And as usual, to join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Wonka. Honguka ama wadiwa nasi tira utitige tichitarisa neje gadziro ye sarudzo tichinzi kwa au kunemi vari mu South Africa nyikadzaka poteredza Botswana ku England muno mu America kungave kupi kwa muri kuti muri kuona sei zviri kuitika kumushauko takatarisana nenyaya ye sarudzo. Uko vebato rinopikisa MDC Alliance vari kuchema-chema kuti vezek havasi kuita samutongi gava, asi vezek vari kuti aiwa varingozorwa mafuta enguru yavasina kudya MDC Alliance. Iwo vari kuita nupose pavanogona kuti vaone kuti munyika maita sarudzo dzakachena. Nyaya iri kunetsa inyaya yekuti gwaro revavhoti rinofanira kupiwa vari kukwikwidzana musarudzo umu rinofanira kunge rakaita sei. Vezek vachiti tiri kupai mazita, asi vanopikisa vachiti mutemo unotiwo vanofanira kupiwa rinonzi BVR riya rinenge riine mifananidzo yevanhu kuratidza kuti vaone kuti ndiana avhota. Pane imwewo nyaya iri kunetsa yekuti ndia mapepa acho ekuvhotesa ari kudhindwa kupi, anochengetedzwa sei, nani. Ndo zvimwe zvaita kuti paite kukandirana makobvu nematete kuripo. Chris.
Yebo, Blessing Zulukandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lokuthi amalungiselelo okhetho ahamba njani njengoba sisizwa amabandla aphikisayo esithi wona kukhona ukunenga okusolisayo okufana lephepha elizavotelwa i-ballot paper. Babevumelene ke lezek ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo ahambe ayohlola lapho iphepha elizadindwa khona. Kodwa ke akusayenzakalanga lokhu, sebephongukutshelwa nje bekhonjelwa ngomunwe ukuthi amaphepha adindwa lapha ya, bona bengafiki bezibonela ngawabo bathi hayi lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi ukhetho alusoze lube lukhetho olulwempumela eyamukelekayo. Kuthi njalo kulezinye njalo ingxaki ezikhona esezikhulunyiwe ikakhulu eziku lapho amaphepha lapho abantu ababhalisa khona i-voters roll, uluhlu lwabavoti, bathi bona kulamagama abantu abanye abazalwa ngobo 1864, kulabanye njalo abalamagama afanayo bebanengi bevota endaweni ezijeneyo lokunye okunjalo njalo. Yilo ke uhlelo lwalamhlanje.
I think we have our first guest, Chris, that is Mr. Douglas Monzora, Secretary General of the MDCT, led by Nelson Chamisa, who is also representing the MDC Alliance in the presidential election. Mr. Monzora, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Chris, you can fire away.
Yes, sir, Mr. Monzora, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
And I hope Zimbabweans are all right wherever they are.
Yes, let's hope so, despite the cold that we hear is biting today.
It's extremely, extremely biting.
Ah, okay.
And Chris, I think we have our second guest. That is Mr. Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana. Mr. Mangwana is a Politburo member of the ruling ZANU-PF party and also the Secretary for Legal Affairs. Both Mr. Mangwana and Mr. Monzora are lawyers.
Mm, interesting.
Now, Chris, mm-hmm. you can...
Okay, let's continue with Mr. Monzora first, and then we'll continue with Mr. Mangwana after Mr. Monzora. Mr. Monzora, you have raised a number of issues as an alliance and a political party. And first of all, let's talk about the printing of the ballot paper. We understand you were initially told that you are going to be... to observe the printing, but now you are, it seems you are not being allowed to observe. What's going on there?
Thank you very much. Let me start by expressing to the people of Zimbabwe, for avoidance of doubt, the commitment of the MDC Alliance to free and fair elections and to the resolving of the excruciating problems of our country, the debilitating problems of unemployment, ill health, unaffordability of basic facilities. So the MDC Alliance wants to take part in the elections, and it wants to play a fair game in the elections. If it is to win these elections, it must win fairly. If it is to lose them, it must lose them fairly. On the question of the printing of the ballot papers, our demands as the MDC was that we should be allowed to observe the printing of the ballot papers. We did not want to take part in the printing of the ballot papers themselves, but simply to observe the process. And the reason why the MDC is so particular about observing printing of the ballot material is because of the historical things that happened. In 2008, voter registration slips were abused, where they were printed ex-voter registration slips given to voters, and this resulted in double voting. In 2013, the Ministry of Youth abused this privilege and printed voter registration slips that were used for voting. And the evidence of that was found in Hatfield and other places. For that reason, we want to be sure how the ballot papers are being printed, how many are being printed, and after they are printing, we want to be sure of the storage, a safe storage of those ballot papers. And after they are safe storage, then we deal with the distribution of the ballot papers. So we went to the Zimbabwe Election Commission as part of the dialoguing team, and we were told that we observe the printing of the ballots. We could actually take a sample of the ballot paper and test that ballot paper using our own scientists. We would also be allowed to have a sample of the ink that was going to be used. And we could test it as much as we wanted. That's what the ZSN said. But unfortunately, when time came, our people were not allowed to. They were allowed into the building, but they were kept about 20-30 meters away from where the print was actually taking place, to such an extent that they could not see anything. Therefore, to our in our own opinion, there was no access to real observation ability of this printing process. So we have not been allowed to observe the printing. I want to state it for the avoidance of doubt that we don't want to take part in the printing because that is not our job. It is ZEC's job. We want to observe. We have been observing other processes. Voter registration, we were allowed to observe. When it comes to polling, we are allowed to observe the actual voting. For that reason, we must be allowed to observe this key process. It is key because it has been abused before. And we've seen what nothing that ZEC and the government loses if it allows to observe this. If they are printing 6 million votes, let's see them. Let's see that they are stored and that they are adequate arrangements, security arrangements, to make sure that they are not tampered with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mr. Mangwana, what is your take? Of course, you are not representing ZEC. Let's make that clear, because there's always that confusion from certain quarters.
We are not representing ZEC, and therefore I'm not qualified to comment on what ZEC should do, what they promised each other in the NDC. We were not there. We are satisfied with the neutrality of ZEC. ZEC is a constitutional body mandated to run elections in terms of our constitution. And as long as they are acting within the confines of the constitution, we are happy. We have no suspicion. We have never been assisted by ZEC in winning past elections. And I refuse strongly that we as ZANU-PF have acted in connivance with the ZEC to cheat the MDC in past elections. That is a very serious allegation, which is untrue and with no foundation. If that had happened, the MDCT should have taken us to court or taken ZEC to court, because the courts have always been available to them and they should have proven their case. So they do not have a right to throw malicious allegations against us. If they are going to lose the elections, as they certainly are going to, they must appreciate that ZANU-PF is a superior election machinery, and we are popular because of our policies. So you should spend their energies campaigning rather than trying to run the elections. No way in the world do parties who are participating in elections seek to run the elections themselves.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
Yes, let's go back to Mr. Muonzora. Mr. Muonzora, there are issues around the voters' role. Could you tell us exactly why you are not happy about the voters' role itself and the way that it has been produced for the opposition to check?
Thank you very much. But let me quickly answer to Honorable Mangwana's, what Honorable Mangwana says about there is nowhere in the world where parties are allowed what we are asking to be allowed. That is certainly not true. In South Africa, which is just next door, the political parties are allowed to observe the printing of the ballot material. They are allowed to have a say in the storage and the distribution or deployment of that material. So it is happening next door. In Kenya, it happened. In Zambia, it happened. So it is not something new that we are asking for. And in terms of the new SADC guidelines for free and fair elections, the observation of the preparation of the electoral material is a matter of right. So this is now the modern practice. But coming to the voters' roll, as you know, that our new system of voter registration is the biometric voter registration system. It is a system that we agreed as the ZANU-PF, MDC, TMDC, Nube, and the other political parties whom I am unable to mention by name. We agreed that there will be a biometric voter registration system. What that means is that there must be biometric data apparent on the voter's roll. The biometric data like your face. And to make it very, very clear also and concrete, the legislature made the law to say that the voter's roll must contain certain information, and this information is contained in Section 9. And Section 9 says it must contain the name of the voter, the ID number of that voter, the address of that voter, and the face of that voter, the picture of that voter. And now, the voters' roll that we were given by the Zimbabwe Election Commission did not have the pictures of the voters as is contained in the law, as is agreed when we did the biometric voter registration system. So this voters' roll does not comply with the provisions of the law. Secondly, in terms of the constitution, the voter roll must be analyzable. You can analyze it using the addresses. You can analyze it using the ID numbers. You can analyze it using surnames. You can analyze it using the face. If the reason why a voter roll has to be analyzable is to deal with the duplications, you can have the same person using different ID cards, using different addresses, and be able to vote. Now, if you are able to analyze by the biometric features of that person, you then eliminate that fraud. Why ZEC is not giving us the voter's roll as it should be in terms of the law, we have absolutely no idea. We had been told by the ZEC chairperson first, Justice Makarau, and secondly, Justice Chigumba, that the voter's roll would be made available to us. We went to the nomination court without the voter's roll. The voter's roll was only provided to us in that unsatisfactory format without a nomination. And this is unacceptable, and we have raised this with our colleagues in ZANU-PF, with the Zimbabwe Election Commission, that we want the voter's roll in the format that it is supposed to come in terms of the law. That has not been given. And this is what causes us to be very suspicious about the motives of the Zimbabwe Election Commission. It promises us things that it never gives us, and we are very unhappy about that.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mangwana, you heard the complaints that Mr. Monzora is saying his party has with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, and you are saying you are quite happy. Why is that so?
Anything that is going to do anything to cheat the election, there's no reason for doing so. But I'm not qualified to defend or to comment on behalf of ZEC. They have their officials who should be able to comment on the allegations being raised by Honorable Monzora, where he has brought these matters to our attention. And we said to him, look, if you're unhappy with what ZEC is doing, go and raise issues with ZEC. We are not ZEC. We do not have a mandate to defend or to speak on behalf of ZEC.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Mangwana. Thank you, Mr. Monzora. Do stay on the line. I think we have our first caller. Vanyoni Magadi. Tiripo, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Hello.
Hello, Magadi.
Magadi.
Tiripo, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Awa, tibene tama jama jani zive. Kukoni, tani kita tina wani. Wachiru manzu. Nasi tina wani, tina wani, kura wani zwani. Matauru awa wani tama jani. Matauru wani tama jani. Wari panisi. Asimu yuma wara nani wani 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 izvutatanzwa nenhamba tambura varume ngatezvi zvakachena adziwa neutanzwa nenhamba kuno kubatsira kuti kuno kuti kuna mukumba unonga uyu madhiriji akaenda kare kare nzira dzacho dzakaparara kare kare izvezvi tiri kunzwa nenhamba kana kungochizirwa hazvisi kupera pasingaramba vachiwa kuva mhepa ringachiramba asi achichizira kunogura kuti kuno kuku sanga vaita zvinhu zvakachena pavhota zviro kapinda mutakapinda taiva nomission koti tinambo tina vhota zviro nekuda kwavo futi makara wakasadzwa namunangagwa. That's why he has to do this. I'm not going to do this.
Vanyoni, tinotenda zvikuru, asi kana taura nezvavamunangagwa hatingoti munangagwa ndo mutungamiri wenyika ndiri vamunangagwa munogona kunge musingawirirani henyu Asi kana mchitaura pano tinotaura tichiremekedzana. Ndosaka tichiti vamonzora vamangwana sekutaura kwatinoita isusu vari panhepfenyuro. Vamunangagwa nyangwe musingawirira nawo ndiva munangagwa, hamuti munangagwa, hatiti chamisa, hatiti mujuru, ndimai mujuru, ndiva chamisa, tichingodaro daro totaurirana pasina kunongedzerana zvimunhu wemumaziso. Asi tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu.
Tatenda asitanga vane nhamo kuma zvipagaro soga ndinozvishaya hunhu nekushaya kune kushaya hunhu saka pfungwa dzatendera nenhamo nekuda kweutungamiri wacho huri kutamire muzimbabwe ka tabva pari futi tichitambura.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Tambodzipawo mukana, tambozororawo.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Ichokwadi chocho.
Tinotenda. Mr. Nyoni Tapieza is an MDC supporter and he's blaming President Mnangagwa for all the country's ills. He is saying that there must be a free and fair election, mm-hmm. and he hopes that his candidate, Mr. Chamisa, will win the election. Chris?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought we had another caller, Mbongeni. Is he still on the line? Mbongeni?
Yeah,
kunjani ba?
Eh, siyaphila kanjani?
Siyaphila. Ungapi kwelizwe?
Eh, ngisekhona mina.
Ah, okay. Akusiphi imbono yakho?
Vele mina izama ukuthefu vele siyayazi. Ihlale vele ikhuluma ngokuthi izenze i-France. Ngiyakhumbula nango-2013 umgaqo wayesithi sifuna i-France election. Abantu bangashaywa kunjani njani. Kodwa kwagqina i-MDC ikhala futhi ngokuthi izama ukuthefu irobhile. Lokho ukuthi u-president usechangile ngumnangakho. Umnangakho naye kudala yilokho ekuzama ukuthefu. Into leyo vele abahlala beyenza angeke yekele ukwenzakala. Umnangakho uyahamba umthetho wakhona ukuthi vele umthetho ukuze banqobe ukhetho yini. Ngaphandle kokurobha ukhetho banungezela abantu, bathethisela abantu, bathenga abantu abahluphekayo, bathenga ngokudla, idlala ngabo. Bebathenga ngokudla ukuthi babavotele. Sizokubona kuqhubeka kusenzeka njengoba nje i-MDC vele sikhalile ngento eziningi. Yize nje izinto vele izane phefu ezokwenza ngoba izane phefu ngesprense angeke ilikile ekuthethe noma kanjani noma sekunjani lokho iyakwazi vele ukuthi noma ingathini abantu bathini bazenzela abafunayo iyazi ukuthi yona vele iyake ingaphandle kwe-ofisi. So into abazoqhubeka beyenza i-MDC thanda ingafuni noma ingenzani kodwa izane phefu izoqhubeka ukhetho ilurobha kuphela dlakela nokuhluphekisa abantu bathenga ngokudla ibanikeza ngezimali ukuthi bavotele ngoba siyakubona lokho kwezile egwanda iqhubeka inikeza abantu inkomo isenzele ukuthi abantu bayivotele. Lokhana yinto engekho right ngoba abantu abahluphekayo bayahlupheka bazokuthatha lokho kudla banye ngafuni ukuthi balalele futhi kodwa bazoqhubeka kuphela ukuhlupheka kweZimbabwe kusiya phambili. So i-MDC ngendlela eyenze ngayo mina ngiyajabulela kakhulu. Ikhubeke ngakho kungcono ukhetho lolungenziwa kuphela. I-France election iyefunekayo.
Hayi, kuyozwakala. Siyabonga kakhulu ngembono yakho.
Ya, ngiyabonga ba.
Blessing Mbongeni there is complaining about, he says they can never be free and fair elections. They would rather be postponed.
Let's go to our Facebook page. We have Agrippa Shaka Zulu Dengeza who says, how come people like my Mjuru are quiet? I don't get it. Sandra Mambinge says, why is it that the voters' role is now a top priority? Why did the opposition agree to go to the nomination court without the voters' role? Lamstole says, ZANU-PF, please go and rest. Agrippa Shaka Zulu writes again, we want a credible election. Sandra Mabinge says, the opposition must boycott the election. No reforms, no election. Then we have Michael Kwangwa, who says, Mutauri Ataura Uyo. Andisi kuzova ndeupo tinotenda zvikuru vari kuteera paFacebook yedu nhasi vakati wandei vanenge varifarira vamangwana ndavamonzora. Todzoka kwamuri vamangwana tombotaura nechishona. Munoti kudii nezvimwe zvakutaurwa nevanopikisa kuti kana zvimwe zvinhu zvisina kugadziriswa havapinde musarudzo dzacho?
Sarudzo dzinofanira kuitwa semanyorerwa akaitwa bumbiro renyika.
bumbiro rinotaura kuti tofanira kuita maelections panguva yakatarwa namutungamiriri wenyika vamunangagwa kuti maelections aitwe. Saka hatigoni kuregera kuita maelections nokuti paino asingafari. Ini chatiri kuziva ndechokuti gadziriro yemaelections yakaitwa maererano nebumbiro redu remutemo nemitemo yedu yenyika. Saka hapana chiripo chinokonzeresa kuti tisaita maelections gore rino panguva yakatarwa neconstitution yedu.
Tinotenda. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri tisati taenda kuna vamonzora. Vasitole, makadii?
Makadii enyu?
Aiwa, tiripo, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Regai nditaure chokwadi vanhu vezimbabwe. Zvinonyanya kutirwadza pamusoro penyaya dzesarudzo idzi.
Vasitole, kana muine redio padhuze, dzorai volume yenyu, hatizonzwanani.
Ndikandidzore. Halo.
Taura henyu.
Right. Chokutanga, kana vanhu vachirejestwa vanorejestwa zviri pasi pekubumbiro remutemo weZimbabwe, konstitution yeZimbabwe, rinova ndo rakatibvumidza kuti tirejeste tinonyoresa sevavhoti. Zvino tanyoresa sevavhoti, takazoenda kuvoters inspection row, tikandowanikwa mipikicha yedu irimo, takaiona tikanzi tirimo voters row. Tichitoudzwa kuti izvose izvi ndo zvinenge zvichizoonekwa navanhu musi wokuvhota, uchitarisiwa kubva kuid number, zita rako, uri munhurume here nemupikicha wako. Kochoita kuti Zeki idhonze makumbo panyaya yemipikicha kuti ibude chava chini. Chechipiri ndechekuti kana vamunangagwa vari vakafamba pasi rose vachaita mafree and fair credible elections muZimbabwe, vanofanirwa kuudza Zeki kuti ndaise zvinhu zvave pachena, nokuti ndo vakataura kuti vachaita maelections ari free and fair. Zvoti kana takazvitarisa iye vakaramba vakanyarara, tinoona sekuti havatauri chokwadi. Chechitatu, ndinokumbira kuti vose vakanyoresa kuva mapresidential candidates vanoda kumirira Zimbabwe kuti vave vatungamiriri venyika inei, ngavataure neone voice pamusoro peorganisation inonzi Zeki. Zeki haisi independent. Zeki inotaura yakarerekera rimwe divi. Chechina, ndoda kuudza vapoo mangwana kuti vadzidze kutitauri yavo chokwadi kuvadzose. Kubva pachina vamugabe ndo zvavaingoita vapoo mangwana, hapana chaibuda pachena. Ndo the very person aiva itaura nguva zhinji pastudio 7 achidefenda zvinoitwa neZeki neZanu PF, and is doing the same right now. Zvinoti kana takatarisa tichiona new dispensation yavo, hapana zvairi uye hapana zvainoreva. Nemhaka inoti ini pane zvangu, dzimwe nyika dzinozviziva chiyazvo kuti vamunangagwa vakapinda paleadership neku, asi vakavatambira because yekuti vakanga vachiheta Mugabe. But munhu wakapinda neku hata kumuvhotera is not a legitimate president. Kana achida kuita legitimate president, ngaaudze Zeki igarise zvinhu zvayo zvive pachena, zvive pabani, vanhu vose vazvione, nzeni tomuvhotera. Kana achihwina owina zviri fair and free. Ndatenda hangu.
Tinotenda. Vamangwana, pindurai tinzwi.
Ndechokuti ndinotarisa mutemo wenyika, ndotarisa mutemo unoita zvamaelections, ndoona kuti zviri kuitwa neZeki zviri mubumbiro romutemo. Kana ane chinyunyuto nezvaanofunga kuti Zeki haisi kuita zvakanaka, ndosaka tiine makotsi aripo anofanira kudila nenyaya idzodzo. Ndakangwanda tinini ho tinoteedzerei manzwi edu kana uchifunga kuti wemarights ako haana kuteedzwa zvakanaka neZeki. Endisa Zeki kukoti, matare anotara kuti zviri mumutemo here kana kuti zviri kunze kwemutemo. And ava ndiri kutaura navo nerumwe rutivi, vamonzora igweta shasha inotozikanwawo kuti pane gweta rinonzi vamonzora, navaendese Zeki kukoti anopedzerana nayo kodi.
Chris.
Yes, Mr. Monzora, your assessment of the voters' role, how bad is it, and do you think that those are genuine errors that can be rectified before the elections?
We haven't been able to analyze it in full because, as I said, this voters' role is not completely analyzable. It is missing in certain important data. But what we have noticed is that in some instances, you have 400 people sharing one address. And if you visit that address, you see two rooms. And there are 400 people registered under that name. That happened in 2013. That happened again in 2008. So it is not an error. It is by design. We have seen voters in Mount Darwin, about 20 people who are 109 years old. That cannot be an error. It is something that has been done by design. So the voters' roll is not satisfactory. And that is made worse by the fact that we cannot analyze the voter by face. It is possible to put Honorable Mangwana's face and register different ID numbers for him and register different names. So the computer, if it is only made to look at the name, may not be able to pick it. But if the computer is to look at the biometric feature, then it will be able to get the duplications. So the fact that the biometric features are being denied the Zimbabweans is a cause for suspicion. When we went for voter inspection, the faces were there, the names were there, and we saw them. Now, what makes Zach, and I want to ask with the last caller, what makes Zach then withhold these things? The excuse given by Priscilla Chigumba, Honorable Chigumba, is that it is for security reasons. That is absolutely, absolutely nonsense, because if the voter's roll contains the address and the name of that person, and there is someone who is really determined to harm that person, they don't have to wait for that person's face. They simply go to that address and harm them. So that is an excuse. But number two, the law provides, and I've seen my friend Mangwana being very quiet about it, because he knows that this is the law. The law provides that the voter's roll must contain the address, the name, and the face. And we analyzed it together with Honorable Mangwana and the other lawyers, the political divide. And we found that provision has to be complied with. Honorable Mangwana says we should go to court. And I want to answer to him as a lawyer there. Yes, we can go to court. But these courts must be fair courts. And number two, we only go to courts in relation to matters that are not clear, and we want the courts to make the issues clear. If the law says a voter's face must be there, and the voter's roll does not contain that face, what are we asking the court to do? Because the law is very, very clear. And we were expecting ZANU-PF and President Mnangagwa in particular to come in and force ZEC to abide by the law. ZANU-PF is just keeping quiet because it is not affected. But we are affected, and the law is very clear. So in my view, the voters' roll is not satisfactory, and we must do something about it. Therefore, the MDC is embarking on Wednesday on a mass action, a massive demonstration in Harare. We're calling all the people of Zimbabwe to come in their numbers to express their anger, to express their disgust and disquiet at the manner that ZEC is implementing the law. The law says they must give us the voters' roll. The law says they must give us access to the material and information for the purposes of us to campaign effectively. We cannot campaign effectively without the basic information that we need. The voters' roll, the number of the ballot papers which are being printed, and where they are being printed, and how they are going to be stored, and by who they are going to be stored. For example, if these voters, if this, the material is to be stored in the barracks, in the army, we certainly will not agree. So we want to know where they are being stored. Why is this information so secret to the people who are playing the game?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mangwana?
For the MDC to be both a player and a referee, and that is not possible. We must give confidence in the institutions which we created in the Constitution ourselves and negotiated to create them. So ZEC is a constitutional body which is carrying out its constitutional mandate. They should allow it to do its work. They should spend their energies campaigning and then get the votes. I mean, they are really asking to run the election. They are asking the players themselves, we and the MDC, to start running the elections. We cannot do so. We must have confidence in the national institutions which are created by our constitution.
But Mr. Mangwana, what is a BVR without the pictures? Why are they not on the voters' roll that has been given to contestants?
I have not looked at that, but if you ask for your pictures to be shown, you can see them. But I want to suppose, because I don't have money to speak on behalf of ZEC, but I want to assume that the voters will be so bulky that it will not be possible to use it. I want to assume that's the practical situation which they may be facing. But I'm not qualified to speak on behalf of ZEC or give reasons as to why they have taken the action being complained of.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
Yes, sir. Blessing, we have another caller. Ncube. Silo Ncube, ecingweni siyakwamukela Ncube.
Yalonamba.
Yebo.
Linjani wethu?
Hayi, siyaphila. Lisifonela ngani?
Yeah, ngapha kuthi. Sebutswana.
Oh, eButswana eHabron.
EFrancistown.
Francistown. Okay. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Ngapha kuyaqanda kakhulu. Lapha ngiyalizwa likhuluma ngento endala kakhulu ekade yehlula abanye sebaze bafa bayitshinjalo. I-ZANU PF ya. Indlela yayo ayisoze yafa yayilahla ngoba uthi Gumba uyena lowo mama onguye ukhangele ngezekhi kade akakhethanga ngamabandla ehlangene. Wakhethwa ngohulumende obuzayo. So uza support uzaba ngurefu njani khethwe libandla liwani.
Okay.
Asoze afa iyalunga nxa enjalo ngoba opposition party izahlala ikhala kuphela. Ngoba iqiniso lonke kathesi sinje sivotile isikhathi esikhulu kakhulu.
Yeah.
Siphethe sesithola amanye amabizo ethu amanye ephambili kwe 20 kilometers. Ayitshintshani siwe. Amanye abe ngakhona apho evillage nenaleyo abe kwenye ivillage le atshintshe alana evillage le anabuye kule ivillage engiyabe ngikiyo. So khonapho kulo muntu ekhaya ongakwanisa ukuthi ahambe 20 kilometers elanda ivote khonapho niyabe usuke 7 kilometers ngoba izigodi zakithi zikhatshana khatshana. Akusoze bafa abantu laba bavuma ukuthi i-opposition party busi. Angithi uyabona ukuthi kule ndlela yena le iyamasotsha njani njani. Laba mama-opposition party bakhampena bekhuluma ngobubi obenziwa yiparty yezanu PF ihlangane lamasotshayo. Ukusukisela 1980 kwaze kwayifika senesi sikhathi sanamhla. So lakathesi amasosha ubona sephuma sezwile inkulumo zalabana bama-opposition party ukuthi nxa bangatholi ilizwe olecala uyabe lecala. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu Ncube, ube lo busuku obuhle. Listen, Ncube, they is saying the main concern is that Honorable Chigumba was not chosen by different political parties, which means she cannot be impartial.
Yeah, but of course, legally it has to be the president, even here in America, when it comes to judges and other key institutions. Regarding Mbozo Gere ku Facebook, tinzi kukuti vanhu vari kuti kudii pa Facebook live page yedu yeshona. John Tree, Sean Jiwai ari kuti MDC has failed us. Politicians in Zimbabwe have all failed us. Why can't these parties sit down and form a government which brings the people of Zimbabwe together? Godfrey Machingura Mujigiwa says, I like ZEC. They know their job. Isaac Chiwara says, let Judge Gumba go for elections alone. Then Munyaradzi Chikwanda says ipaiwo vamwe vambotawo vambotongawo nyika ndeya mai venyu here. Vusi Sibanda says we are not here to press Zek, but we are here for a better Zimbabwe. Tototai Mativa Varira says the tide is changing and we are winners. Ishmael Manyati arikuti toda transparency munovi gei hashtag CCC chamisa chete chete, I guess ndozviri kutaurwa nevamwe Chris.
Yes, blessing. Let's go to Mr. Monzora. Mr. Monzora, yesterday, or was it today, the leader of the alliance and the leader of your party, advocate Nelson Chamisa, said that if the complaints that you have raised are not addressed, the party is likely not to take part in the elections, or the elections must stop altogether. Can you give us more details on what he was trying to say?
Thank you very much, and thank you for that question, because we have seen a lot of misinterpretation what the president actually said. What he said is that should his demands not be met, then there will be no election. What will happen? We will not have any election at all, as we understand it. An election is a process that must comply with certain standards, standards in the Constitution, standards in the Electoral Act, and standards of the international practice. First, the practice within SADC, the African Union, as well as the United Nations, must comply. So if there is no compliance with our legitimate legal demands, then there will be no election in this country. And I want to say that he then went on to say that come Wednesday, we are going to have a demonstration. A demonstration which is lawful and peaceful, as provided under Section 59 of our Constitution. We are going to approach the ZEC offices. We have already sought audience with the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, President Mnangagwa, to deal with these issues. But of course, we are always ignored. The President has totally ignored us. He thinks that it's not important what we are raising. But we as Zimbabweans who are well-meaning are asking for dialogue, and the President simply has turned us down. Advocate Chamisa wrote to President Mnangagwa early this year requesting a meeting to deal with these issues. And if President Mnangagwa is very serious about having a dispensation, he must be sensitive to the demands of other political players. So, yes, there will be no election if our demands are not met, and we are very serious about it. However, we have not said that we are going to resort to violence at all. We have not said that. And anybody who interprets what he's saying as an invitation to violence is being dishonest. We have other means to press our demands, legal means in the courts, legal means in the streets, legal means as in international advocacy. But the long and short of it is that whatever happens on the if it does not comply with the demands we are making, then there will be no election. It is not an election.
But Mr. Monzora, President Mnangagwa is already committed to meeting all 23 presidential, or 22 rather, presidential aspirants. Is that not enough? Why should he meet Mr. Chamisa alone?
President Mnangagwa indicates left and turns right. He has said it by word of mouth, but what is preventing him from meeting the leaders? There is an emergency situation in this country. We are 28 days to election, and other political actors are unhappy about what is happening in the country. Why can't President Mnangagwa meet the leaders? We have had the cases. Advocate Chamisa has been polite enough to write to President Mnangagwa on more than one occasion. He wrote early this year, and he wrote a letter yesterday requesting a meeting with President Mnangagwa in order to resolve this pressing national issue. our election campaign had gone on very peacefully. Our election campaign was the Zimbabweans were acting in freedom. But this development puts a danger to this electoral process, and any thinking leader must respond to this. And we have requested a meeting with President Mnangagwa. We have requested it via Minister Obed Mpofu. We have requested the meeting via Honorable Mangwana, who is with us here, but the meeting is still forthcoming, and we are worried about that.
Mr. Mangwana, has that request been made?
I don't have a request in writing from Honorable Mondora. In any event, I'm not the channel through which you book an appointment to meet the head of state. You cannot promote me that far. He has an office, he has officials, they know where his office is. They should write to him through the unknown channels of approaching head of state if you want a meeting with him. For all I can say is that President Mnangagwa has not refused to meet leaders of the opposition, has not refused to meet Honorable Chamisa. All I know is that he's looking at his diary, and at an appropriate moment, day and time, he will meet them. But he will not meet them under a threat and ultimatum. He's the head of state. They must request a meeting through the normal channels, and I'm sure the request will be granted.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I think we have another caller, Chris. Mike? Makadi mkoma Mike.
Ndiripo angu makadi mkoma pressing.
Aiwa, ndiripo tipeo pfungwa zenyu.
Ya pfungwa zangu ndizi kuti ndida kutawara nipa msaka papa kutawara kurikitwa na wa mangwa na panyaya kulega ukumbure na ninyaya zeki. Wa mangwa na wa monzora wari kupeza nguwa nukuti drafti rukutambwa na maichugumba rinozika na nezano pio. Zeki yakasungwa maoko sekubva kudhara vaichema vana Munzura nana Farasidu vakashaya ava president weMGC vaichema nenyaya Zeki. Saka maichigumba havana chavanogona kuita nokuti mukati mavari vakabatwa maoko, vakabatwa pfungwa dzavo dzokuti havakwanisi kuita zvavanoita vari vega.
Mune humbo here manje mukoma Chris kana murungotaurai? Mukoma Mike.
Mati?
Nati mune humbo here wezvamuri kutaura kana kuti murungo taurawo henyu?
Ndiri kutaura nokuti vamangwana izano PF havasi kuchema zviri kuita MDC. Ipati iri kukwikwidzana neMDC. Saka kana vachiti izvo Zeki yakazvimirira, why ivo vasingachemi sevachitaura kuti Zeki yakanaka, hapana chinonetsa mukati meZeki, vari vamwe vacho vari kuda kukwikwidzana navamonzora?
Hanzi kanhai mukoma Mike, nhamo yemumwe hairambirwe sadza. Vepatext vakarara nenzara, ungachemawo here?
Izvi zvakafanana nokurwisana pafight. Vari kurwisana vamonzora navamangwana panyaya yekuda kutonga Zimbabwe. Saka ivo chavari kusimbira Zeki kuti Zeki yakanaka, ichiri kukanganisa Zeki pavari chii. Zviri kuratidza pache zvavo ivo, nokuti ndiyo party 1 isiri kuchema nekutadza kurikita Zeki. Saka zviri kuonekwa vari kutozviratidza pachena kuti ivo ndo vakasunga Zeki maoko. Zeki haifaniki kuita zvavasingadi ivo, inofanika kuita zvavanoda ivo. Zviri kuchemwa navamonzora vamangwana vari kutoziva kuti Munzura ari kuchema zvemunhando. Ivo vakagadzisa gwara ravo rokuti vawine maelection kuburikidza nezeki.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Mike nepfungwa dzenyu.
Notenda mukoma Blessing.
Tinotenda. You heard there from Mr. Mike is saying that he thinks that Zek is working hand in glove with ZANU-PF. But of course, I asked him that, you know, if you stay close to a cemetery, you don't mourn for everyone. Maybe ZANU-PF, like Mr. Mangwana is saying, is satisfied with the way Zek is running things. So there's no need for ZANU-PF to join hands with the MDC and complain, Chris.
Yes, Blessing, I have a question from a listener, a question to Mr. Monzora. The listener is asking if the demonstration that you are talking about next week has been sanctioned by the police. Mr. Monzora?
The police don't have to sanction the demonstration. The law says we must notify them. We have notified the police, and we have given them the 7 days that are required by law. We have even given them all the details that are required by law in terms of what is called Section 25. I actually have held out as the convener of that demonstration, Secretary General of the party. I have said that I am the convener of that demonstration, and that I have given my guarantee that that demonstration is going to proceed according to the law. Now, given this, the police has no option but to let us demonstrate. But we are aware that there are certain elements within the establishment who want to stop this demonstration. We will not allow a situation where our legal constitutional rights are trampled underfoot by a dictatorship. And therefore, we are not going to accept any development, any order that will have the effect of stopping us from exercising our rights in terms of Section 59 of the Constitution, which allows us the right to demonstrate and present petitions. We have demonstrated before as the MDC Alliance, and these demonstrations have complied with the strict letter of the law. So the demonstration is going ahead on the 11th of July, Wednesday, starting at 10 o'clock. We start at Africa Unity Square. We march to the ZEC offices. And after coming from the ZEC offices, we march back to Africa Unity Square, where we are going to be addressed by our president, Chamisa, and other leaders of the alliance. But we are inviting other political actors who are not necessarily in the MDC alliance. We are inviting them if they see value in whatever we are doing. So we want everybody to come, and this is a demonstration to express our disapproval with what the government is doing about our rights. We have been under oppression for 38 years. And we cannot continue being oppressed by a black government. So we can also not continue being tricked by an election commission that seeks to circumvent the law. The law is very clear about what type of voters we must have. The law is very clear about what access to information we must have, and we cannot allow them to take these rights from us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mr. Mangwana, what is your take on this issue of demonstrating? Do you think it's necessary?
On people who think that's the way they want to end on their own issues, I have no mandate. To say that we are not unhappy with the way Zeke is doing its work and being a participant, we are ready for the election.
Mm-hmm. Then there was someone who asked a question here to you. Of course, you have said you are not representing ZEC, but there's this, whatever is circulating on WhatsApp, he's saying, this is Lucky Kanyimo, he's saying, I want Mr. Mangwana to explain why ZEC is putting Mr. Mnangagwa's name on top of the ballot. Their excuse was to save paper. So why not put 12 names to the left and 11 to the right to save paper? Why deliberately put Mr. Mnangagwa's name on top?
Sure, I indicated that I'm not the spokesman for ZEC. I'm sure they've got their spokesman. You can ask them and they will answer for themselves.
Mm-hmm. I think that's clear, Lucky. If you are listening, Mr. Mangwana is saying that he does not represent or speak on behalf or get angry on behalf of ZEC. It's an independent body. Chris.
Yes, Blessing. Mr. Monzura, there is an issue that arose a couple of days, or is it weeks now, where a number of candidates were said to have withdrawn, and most of them apparently are MDC Alliance members who are contesting for the parliamentary seats. But later on, we heard that they had not officially withdrawn, but it was the party that had withdrawn them. Can you explain about those candidates?
Yes, because of the nature of the alliance, where you have seven political parties, and so on. You have seven administrations, as it were. So there was a practical problem of double candidature, where people registered, more than one person registered to be a candidate. We sat down and we ordered certain of those candidates to withdraw. Some of them complied and they have withdrawn, and the names were published by the Zimbabwe Election Commission. But some have been obstinate and have refused to withdraw. Regarding those who have refused to withdraw and they have maintained double candidature, it's simply a disciplinary issue. But we are happy that the majority of the candidates who have registered as double candidates have agreed to withdraw. What is important is to win this election. What is important is not simply to be member of parliament, to be counselor and so on. There are many tasks that people can do when they are part of a new government. So we are happy and grateful at those who have withdrawn their double candidature. And to those who have not yet done so, there are still chance you can withdraw at any time before the election. And I'm sure that through dialogue we will resolve this issue. We are determined this election and rule differently and change the lives of our people for the better.
Thank you so much. Regatende unemwe mtereri wedu mkoma tichatonga makadi. Mkoma tichatonga? Asi kuti narea waiskuita kana kuti wakotsira wakaibata. Mkoma tichatonga mburipo eriparu nari. Zvinenge zvakona nganga.
Hello,
mkoma tichatonga.
Hello.
Tipeo pfungwa dzeita takushaya minuti maenda kupi?
Ndisi kuzvava zviri kuitika. Inini ndanga ndichida kungotaurawo zvinhu zviri chete.
Taura henyu.
Chekutanga ndechekuti ZEC iriyo ine basa rekuita sarudzo munyika ino yeZimbabwe. Zvinoreva here kuti ndiyo ine kodzero yekuenda pamusoro peconstitution kuti haina kana mutemo wani unoigavena kuti iite zvido zvevanhu muZimbabwe. Ini ndaifunga kuti ZEC kana ichinzi iite basa nevana vemuZimbabwe inofanira kutedzera zvido zvevana vemuZimbabwe kwete zvemunhu akaisarudza. Zvekuti ZEC igosarudzwa nemumwe munhu ari kuparticipata in election nopoti pamuenzano zvemutambo webhora iko zvinotakatisana neWorld Cup. Zvingaita here kuti mutambo uri kutambwa pamusoro peFrance neYugoslavia neCroatia zvogonzwa neCroatia ndiwo anosarudza referee acharidza bhora ravachatamba neFrance?
Mukoma tichatonga. Mubumbiro remutemo ndo zvinenge ndo masarudzirwa anoitwa vanhu vacho. Saka kusadaro zvinenge zvakuchikora bumbiro remutemo kana kuti mune maguri chinji. Mubvunzo wechipiri ndo kuti kuditi tigaga hangu yafapa.
Mubvunzo wanaita wanga usiri mubvunzo saya achindaida kuti taure na vamwonzora ndivo pache zvavo. Vamwonzora vaivo pakagadzirwa new constitution yavo ari kuti new constitution hasi. Vakasiya zvinhu zvakadaro zviripo variwo kocha pechi ne constitution assembly committee yagadzira constitution. Handizivi kuti iyo nhasi pavari kuti iyo zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika vakazvisiri zvakadaro. Ndo zvinhu zvavadai vakagadzirisa izvozvo zveZEC zvekuti munhu anofanira kusarudzwa nevanhu vese hakuna nemunhu anyanga ari mucompetition yavo
chiyo. Mirai vapindu ure mukoma tichatonga sezvo nguva yapera vamonzora pindurai tinzwa.
Tonga chekutanga ndechekuti muconstitution medu takanyora zvakawanda asi dambudziko nderekuti hazvisi kuteedzerwa nehurumende yezanu PF. Kataura zvakare kuti vanhu vanosarudzwa sei kuti vange vari vakuru vakuru vekuzeki vanoenda nekuparlamendi zvozosvika kuna president vasarudzwa kare. Asi tinoona kuti zvakaitika ndezvokuti pakusarudzwa kwevamwe vacho pakanga pachisenzeswa nyaya yekuti zano majority muparlamend. But zvinhu zvizhinji nyaya dzatukutura dzemaballot papers izi zviri muconstitution. Nyaya dzesarudzo dzakachena zvirimo muconstitution. Nyaya yedevolution, nyaya yokuti tese tiwane mukana wakaedzerana kumare nekumatelevision zvirimo mubumbiro remutemo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamonzora,
ndire kuti harisi kuteedzerwa chete.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamonzora. I'm sorry, time is not our ally. And we have come to the end of this program, and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Douglas Monzora, MDCT chair, Secretary General, that is the formation led by Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa, and also Mr. Paul Mangwana, a Politburo member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Thank you to our viewers, our callers, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Let's meet again next time soon. Good night, Zimbabwe.